What's going on, guys? Today's Thursday, August 25th, 2022. I hope you're having a fantastic Thursday. It is still hot over here. It got over 90 degrees, but we're pushing through. We're going to push through. Thursday, we got this. But today's episode, I want to talk about this article I saw, which is actually kind of eerie because I spoke about my fears of prices skyrocketing because of the economy, because of inflation, because of gas prices. And I spoke about that on my TikTok, and I spoke about it many times through the podcast. But I have to mention it because, hey, it's in the news. Bloomberg News is reporting on it, so I'm going to talk about it. They're claiming that more than 20 million households will face, quote, a tsunami of shutoffs after falling behind on their utility bills as the price of electricity skyrockets. And they're claiming it's because of decades of high inflation. I don't think it's because of decades of high inflation. I think it has to do with what happened during the pandemic and after the pandemic. We are facing a greater problem right now financially than we were before, to be honest with you. In my opinion, I see more and more people struggling today than they were during the pandemic as far as finances are concerned, right? Because look how high inflation is. It's affecting all sectors, from food, from the grocery store, to the things you purchase every day, gasoline, everything is up. Utilities are up. Everything is up. So some bills people can't afford to pay, especially if they have this monstrosity of a house and they can't afford to pay it, so they put it on the back burner. Well, eventually it's going to have to get paid or it's going to get shut off. That's going to cause major panic and major chaos, in my opinion. But let's look at what the article says. Since the pre-pandemic era, the amount owed to utility companies has doubled for approximately one out of every six homes. For one out of every six homes, the utility prices have doubled for them. That's crazy. That's for the amount owed. State governments have imposed moratoriums on utility shutoffs as tens of millions of Americans lost their jobs at the cost of the pandemic, right? Exactly. But as states lifted the lockdown measures following the mass vaccination drive, record levels of inflation put a stranglehold on the economy, driving up the cost of essential goods and services such as electricity, natural gas, fuel, and groceries. Now, a senior attorney at the Center for Biological Diversity said to Bloomberg News that the soaring utility costs will trigger a tsunami of shutoffs. The most recent Consumer Price Index report shows that electricity inflation rose by 15% in July compared to the same period a year ago. The cost of electricity rose month over month by 1.9% in July. Well, what happens, folks? I mean, this isn't rocket science, I don't believe. People are home. More people are in the house. And when you're in the house, what are you doing? You're playing your Xbox, you're on TikTok, you're on your video game system, whatever, your TV. You're using electronics, right? You're using it up, watching TV, all that stuff. It takes up power. Or then you go out and you buy an electric car and you plug that in. So now everything is taking a toll. The grid is taking a toll. More so than it was when you were not home, right? Because everyone was out and about. So I could see it going up. Will it go back down? I don't know. I don't believe prices for electricity will go back down. Because, and I'll tell you why. I think it's because the more they push the electric car movement, the more people are going to switch to electric cars, which they're going to have to plug in at home, right? Because eventually the charging stations are going to be overwhelmed, and it's going to be cheaper probably to charge at home than it is for these charging stations. So when you're charging at home, you're using your power. That's going to put a strain on the grid. The more people who have the cars, the more strain on the grid, the more demand there is, and the price goes up, supply and demand. Right? Classic supply and demand. And that's what's going to happen unless they switch to, back to gasoline, which might be the way. And I believe that would be a better way as far as finances are concerned for the homeowner, for the average person. I think a gasoline powered car is fine. That's my opinion. I mean, these electric vehicles are great. I love Tesla. I've driven one. You know, I've rented one. They're all fantastic. I had a Leaf before. They're all great. They're all great until that battery goes. Once that battery goes and the batteries degrade, as time goes on, the battery degrades. And it degrades very fast. 50,000 miles, 70,000 miles, these batteries start to degrade. When they degrade, you get less range. So eventually, you're going to have to replace that battery. Replacing that battery might cost more than the car. Replacing that battery might cost the same as a car. I don't know, unless battery costs go down. But at the same point, at the same time, why would you want to deal with that when you can have a vehicle for the same price that'll last you twice as long because you're worried about the climate? And that's where we're at right now, right? This, we have to look at this. Is saving the climate really worth straining the country? And that's what's gonna, that's gonna be, I think, a big factor in a few years, maybe even next year, right? The more they're pushing this electric car movement, like I spoke about on TikTok, California is pushing it to be a mandatory that all new cars are electric only, or fuel, not fuel efficient. What's it called? Zero emission. But you know, and other states want to apply that. Other Democratic states want to, Democrat-owned state wants to copy that and mimic that agenda. And my argument with that is, well, what's going to happen when China doesn't do that? Because China doesn't give a damn. China's burning everything they can to keep their country moving. So China doesn't do it. Is Russia doing that? I don't know. Is North Korea doing that? No. So what's going to happen is America's going to be great. We're going to be smog-free. Great. But how far behind are we going to be because we switched over to electricity? And what's going to happen when we have an issue where the grid is down? Does that mean that, you know, we're not going to have any generators? We're not going to have anything for backup? All right. What happens when the batteries catch on fire and they burn? Like, there's a lot of variables, a lot of unknowns that go into the system, whereas the time-tested gasoline diesel engines last a while, decades. On top of that, you have the jobs that those industries were creating, and you know, now they're all robotics, and a lot of people are out of work because they switched over to electric. Which, again, I have no problem. I like Elon Musk. You guys know, you follow me on the show, you know I like Elon Musk. I think he's a great person. I think he means well for the most part. And, you know, I think that's great what he's trying to do. But for us, for our country to say we're going to go green, that doesn't mean dick if we're trying to save the climate when the rest of the world doesn't go green. If China, which is a massive country, and Russia refuses to do it, then what are we doing here? We're going to end up focusing on the climate and then get left in the dust when Russia and China surpass us, when it comes to manufacturing, when it comes to jobs, when it comes to, you know, advancing. We're going to have, what are we going to have? We're going to have great batteries, hopefully, maybe one day, after we mine the earth for everything, for all the cobalt and all the ingredients, magnesium, whatever the hell else we need. We have to mine the earth for it and have child labor do that. You ever see those pictures, child laborers, you know, in the mine shaft, digging in the sun? It's like $1 an hour they get to get cobalt for electric vehicles, batteries. That's what you want? I mean, I don't know. So you're trading one good for the other? Like, you know, you trade. So to save the environment, we have to put kids through child labor. That doesn't make any sense to me. And we don't even know if it's guaranteed we're going to save the climate, save the country, whatever, save the environment by switching to electric. There's no guarantee in that, right? We don't know. And again, we have the argument of China and Russia. They're not going to do it. Yes, China has NIO. Yes, China uses electric vehicles. But from my understanding, their factories are pumping out chemicals into the sky that I can't even pronounce. And, you know, nor will I try. Well, let's get back into the article. I got a little rant there. I apologize about that, but, you know, it is what it is, right? Last month, the Bureau of Labor Statistics released a report indicating that inflation rose 8.5%, down slightly from 9.1% in June. Analysts attribute the sharp price hikes to tightening supplies of natural gas, which is used to generate electricity. Disruptions in the supply chain caused by the pandemic, as well as the ongoing Russian invasion of Ukraine, have put pressure on the natural gas markets. And as of Thursday midday, natural gas was trading at around 9.35 per metric million British thermal unit. A year ago, natural gas was less than half at 4.26. So soaring utility bills are coming at an inappropriate moment as hundreds of millions of Americans were forced to rely on energy-intensive air conditioning to keep them cool during scorching heat waves this summer. I don't think it's the air conditioning. I truly don't think it's just the air conditioning. You know, I everyone's home. So everyone's home. They're, like I said, they're using your refrigerator, you're using your TV, you're using a dryer, you're using this. Everything is electric. And it has to go with the electric car. You can argue with me and say that the electric car doesn't pull as much power from the grid, you know, because you charge at night. You think everyone's charging at night? I drive around, I see a lot of cars plugged in during the day. They're not charging at night. And then you got to figure, look at electric car sales. Tesla's not the only boy on the block now, right? Only person with skin in the game. There's Chevy, there's Ford, all these other companies came out with their version of the electric car. All of these people are charging through the grid. All of them are plugging in through the charging stations. You got the level one, level two charger, a fast charger, this and that, you know, and everyone's using it. Well, the supply and demand, there's going to be massive, massive demand, and that's why I truly believe the prices of electricity will continue to rise until people realize that, hey, we need to keep gasoline cars. I don't know what to tell you. I don't believe that. I think electric is great. I think it should be, you know, we live in a country where you're free to choose what religion or what politics, what political person you follow. You're free to choose what restaurant you go to, what you wear. You're free to freedom of speech, right? We have freedom of press, supposedly. I don't know if that still exists, but we used to. And then we had the right to bear arms. They're trying to take that away too, but we have freedom. So why can't we have the freedom to decide whether we want to drive a gasoline car or an electric car? Because some politician somewhere is going to claim that science says that we need to use electric vehicles to save the climate. I don't know. I don't think that's fair to say you have to go and purchase an electric vehicle. You have to spend 50 grand, 35 grand, whatever, to buy an electric vehicle. And if you don't live in a place where you could charge it, you have, it's your responsibility to drive to some place and charge it, and you pay that bill to charge it, right? But how are we saving the environment when we have to mine the environment to get the ingredients to make the battery? Do you understand? Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. You can argue with me and say, well, gasoline, you're mining too. Sure, you're mining oil, you're getting the oil, but you're not putting children laborers out there in potential dangerous scenarios, getting beaten and whipped, literally like slave labor. I don't know. It upsets me when I watch those kind of videos, you know, and like, you know, because I'm sure somebody's going to be out there and flip it and be like, well, at least they have jobs, you know. I don't know. I'd rather get paid $15 an hour working in McDonald's and in air conditioning, you know, in unlimited food, than be out there getting whipped in the hot sun for a dollar an hour to shovel for some rich person to make a, you know, to drive an electric car. I don't know. It's just the upside down world I guess we're in right now, and sometimes it takes a toll. It takes a toll on me sometimes. You know, you drive around, you see kids playing, and you think to yourself, well, you know, in a few years, is that even going to be allowed to play outside? You know, it sounds crazy, right? It sounds crazy, right? But I mean, the way things are going, they may put a curfew. They may say, hey, 7 o'clock, go indoors. It's safer that way, right? They wanted to fund this and to fund that. They may have to make a curfew now and in the future, rather, and say, listen, it's dangerous outside. Don't go outside. Stay indoors. Stay indoors from this time to this time. Philadelphia has a kind of curfew. I think it was 10 o'clock for under 18. And people still violated it. But that's one of the first major cities that I can remember recently to have one. It's crazy. It's crazy to think about that. That's what could happen to this country so fast that, like, you know, went from, I'm going to go down the block and you can just ride your bike down the block in the middle of the day, no problem. Leave your bike on someone else's lawn, you know, hang out with them. Their door is always open. Your door is always open. To now it's like, if you go down the street by yourself, you know, I need to know when you get there. I need to talk to the person who's there. I need to, gotta make sure there's a supervisor, you know, an adult watching you. It could be 15, 16, like my son, for example. If he goes anywhere, I usually go with him just because I cannot depend on, you know, another parent supervising my son. I just can't. I don't have that trust. Call me paranoid, call me whatever you want, but hey, that's what I feel like you have to do. You have to do that. I mean, these days, I do all these articles. I hear about it all the time. I had no idea my daughter was on her phone communicating with some sexual predator. Why didn't you know? But my whole point, I guess my rant got a little crazy, but my whole point is that, like, this is all about control, and they come out with a way to control the people, and I truly believe this climate thing is another way of control. They're going to say, listen, you got to do this for the environment. It's the right thing to do. If you don't do that, then you're a bad person. And they're going to make it seem like, they might even turn around and have like some kind of, I don't want to say it's a hate crime, but it's some kind of, pushback where people start vandalizing gasoline powered cars. Oh, how dare you ruin the earth? You're an earth destroyer. You don't care about our climate, and they can just have us fighting each other until you just fed up and say, you know what, screw it, I'm going to go get an electric car. Or they can do what California does and just mandate it. Now, I mentioned California, that they're pushing for all new cars to be electric, and they're not forcing you to buy electric, right? But what they're not telling you, and what I'm afraid to even mention, is they're not saying that they're going to keep gas stations in California, right? So great, you can have your gasoline powered car. Keep your gasoline powered car. What if they turn around and say, going forward, no more gas stations allowed in California, only charging stations? Then what are you gonna do? You're gonna be sitting there with your gas powered car, and you're not gonna be able to fuel it, forcing you to have to go electric. That could be an option. That could be a massive option, and that's my prediction. I mentioned in the beginning of the show, this is my prediction of what's going to happen. They're going to mandate, number one, they're going to mandate electric, all new cars to be electric. That's number one. Number two, they're going to phase out gas stations, right? But before they phase out gas stations, they're going to give you one last chance to get an electric car. They're going to say, listen, trade in your gas. Remember Cash for Clunkers? They had a program where you could trade in any car, and you get X amount of dollars towards a new car. They may start bring that back. Trade it in. We'll give you, $5,000 off of an electric car. See how that goes. If that still doesn't work, there's still gasoline cars on the street. Or they may just phase out gas pumps altogether a year or so later. Ultimately, they're going to phase out gas stations, force you to go electric one way or another. I truly believe that's the way. And what's the purpose? Is it really for the climate? No, I think it's because they want to be able to turn your car on or off remotely. You're a bad boy, you don't go nowhere, shut it down. Where have you traveled, CJ? Well, you traveled from here to here. You've been traveling to here to here a lot. Looks like you've been putting in 200 miles a week. You know what? That's too much. Here's a bill for driving 200 miles per week over your allocated time, allocated distance. They may do that, and they can just shut you down for being a bad citizen, remotely. OnStar had that technology years ago. Some of these old gasoline cars, they don't have that ability to connect to the internet or connect to the grid or whatever. So you can shut those down, but what you can do is shut down everything else that it needs, like gas stations. I hope I'm wrong, but my gut tells me that I'm right, because that's what people would do to control their citizens, to make people dependent on the government, to make them be good citizens and to obey. They would do something like that. But I'm also crazy, a little paranoid, kind of high, somewhat. But it is what it is. That's my Thursday rant. Hope you have a great day, guys. I'll definitely talk to you soon. Don't forget, I love y'all. All right, hit me up on Twitter at CJ Bronson Show. The website's at cjbronsonshow.com. And of course, TikTok, the same thing, at CJ Bronson Show. All right, peace, y'all. Bye-bye.